This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation, Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute, Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat, Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me today is the one and only BBB.
What's up? How you doing? Yeah. We're live from Arrow Point, the Arrow Point building off Arrowwood Road in Charlotte, North Carolina, on the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. If you've ever dreamed of a career in radio or TV, 1-800-TV-RADIO, gocsb.com. Check us out. Come on in. Sign up for the studio tour.
Absolutely. You ever thought about doing this? That's a way to do it. So
come meet us in person.
Absolutely. Hey,
how you doing?
But yeah, absolutely. And of course, we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
As always, get your attitude in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company, the only ABC that matters.
And we're a little bit of a Cody Zeller Foundation.
Yes, we are. Cody Zeller, Waffle House, and Smoke Barbecue.
Pepsi.
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 Nike, Under Armour Beats.
Deer Park.
We got a lot of unofficial sponsors. Yeah. A keyword, unofficial.
And if anybody wants to, hey, let us know. Breakdownsportshow@gmail.com.
We don't need any money if you just want to give us products.
Yeah, we'll do
highlight your products. I love highlight products. If you're out there and you want to call in and talk about anything that happened in the sports world this weekend, 919-943-2044. We will be taking your calls. We'll put you on there.
Absolutely. We won't even screen you to get called. We'll just put you on there.
Just going to put you on the air.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Real good.
Good.
Really,
just
really good.
Suit and tie, you know. I know you're ready.
Oh yeah.
I've got the
Burberry on today. I'm feeling good, feeling clean.
Good. I got my Dak and Zeke. I gotta retire all my jerseys for the year. So yeah.
The future. The future is very bright in Big D. And
yeah.
So
I mean, we just gotta keep it going, man.
Exactly.
We'll see. Let's go into Heroes of the Weekend. Look at what's happened. It's the Roar 3 Breakdown Edition, Heroes of the Weekend. Myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I'd feel so free. Oh, sorry. It's song, man. It's catchy. I love this song.
He's just in the zone with it, singing away.
I am. All right, you got any heroes of the weekend?
We all know what Rodgers did, what Ryan did, what Le'Veon did, Deion Lewis, we know what he did. We know Russell Westbrook is 20th triple-double. Let's go outside the box. I'm going with Kevin Burkhart. Who's Kevin Burkhart? Kevin Burkhart is an analyst for Fox.
That's what I was getting to say.
He is an analyst for Fox. He was doing the Seattle Seahawks Atlanta Falcon game over the weekend. And right after Devontae Freeman scored to put Atlanta up like 26-13, whatever the score was then, Michael Bennett, you know, he was getting into it with a couple of offensive linemen for the Falcons. He was getting into it with the refs. He was trying to be upset about something. And Kevin Burkhart goes, quote, "There's some hurt feelings out there on the field as the Seahawks are being pushed around."
Wow, dude.
right on the air, just hurt feelings. And yes, their feelings were hurt because Seattle got they ass whipped.
Yeah, they did. Man.
So sorry, Michael Bennett. And he showed it after the game as he went after a lowly reporter just doing his job. Just doing his job. But you getting mad, help that reporter out because, hey, we're going to send you everywhere. If they're going to get that kind of reaction from you.
That Michael Bennett can't get us.
Come on, man. Don't get pushed around like that with those hurt feelings.
You got
any more? That's it, man. I thought that was hilarious.
That is funny. I got a couple. Deion Lewis of the Pats scored a touchdown on a run, receiving and kickoff, first player in history to score 3 touchdowns in each way in one game. Dude, he was huge.
Absolutely.
And especially the first half.
Like, Brady and the offense did not look sharp, man. Deion Lewis is the main reason they won that game.
Yep. Dak and Cowboys on a great season. Listen, I mean, we finished 13-3. I'm not going to count the Eagles' loss.
Isn't he the first rookie to lead the league in rushing?
Is he?
Oh, since what, Dickerson did?
Yeah.
My goodness. Way to go.
Dude, I was telling somebody earlier, if Zeke doesn't break the all-time rushing record, I'll be surprised. I mean, if he stays healthy.
The longevity, though, man, you got to be in that league for a long time. What's Emmitt Smith's mark, 15,000 yards?
Yeah.
Some insane amount?
But if you stay healthy, I mean, listen, he's a rookie. He only had 325 carries this year.
Only 325?
No, he's not in 400. When you start getting to 400.
Now,
but, I mean, look at the last game of the season, he didn't even play. So, I mean, they were very I think the Dallas running back coach does a great job because usually 22 carries, 25 maybe, and they make sure they put in Alfred Morris or Darren McFadden when he came back or Lance Dunbar. So if he stays healthy, I think he'll be fine, but we'll see. But I had to say that. Next, this is kind of going outside the box. Missouri State freshman Richard Nelson was shot and killed Saturday while trying to break up a fight in Las Vegas.
Shot and killed Saturday, breaking up a fight.
Breaking up a fight, man.
Well, you know that old saying, mind your business. You know, if you weren't involved in it, stay away from it.
Well, I didn't read the details, but I think he was trying to help bring peace to it. And, of course, you know, but anyway. And last but not least, Martin Luther King. Today is MLK Day.
Good call.
I think that's the biggest hero of the day. I mean,
oh yeah.
You know, just I have read books on him. I've watched movies, but to read the book and really watch the movies and think about what he went through is so amazing, man. And never did it violently or anything like that. It was very peacefully, everything I've ever heard.
Locked up over, 30 times, 50 times?
Yeah.
The man stayed in jail.
Yeah. And he kept battling. So, you know, make sure everybody celebrate that today. He needs to be celebrated. You got any zeros of the weekend?
Seattle Seahawks. Y'all didn't show up. I told y'all on the show Thursday, Kai over here hollering about them Seahawks. I told you. You got to look at what's in front of you.
Yep.
The Seahawks were pitiful. They were blessed to be playing in the NFC West where they got to play the 49ers twice, the Rams twice, and the Cardinals twice. And they still didn't go undefeated in that sorry division. Brock Osweiler. I don't know what the Texans are going to do with that guy. I don't know what they can do to fix his problem. There's nothing you can do to speed up his release.
No, he makes horrible decisions.
Every time.
Now, he played good in the first half. If Fuller would have caught that touchdown pass, maybe a different story. Because that's when the interceptions came when he was trying to get them down the field. He was trying to force them. And he can't force the – he can't throw the ball down.
Because he's not accurate. He just can't put the ball where you need the ball to be put at.
I thought there was a club option after this year or next year.
I hope they got it in there because, man.
I mean, because you need to get out of that contract. You should have never done it. Either he's going to be gone or Bill's going to be gone.
Like the Broncos and John Elway, they're the biggest hustlers on the planet. They knew exactly what Osweiler was. They even tried to give him some money.
And now they might be one year removed from another Super Bowl if they get the guy that everybody's saying is going to Denver next.
Maybe.
I mean, if you put Romo in that offense, man, 1 year, 2 years, I mean, you never know.
But if he can stay healthy. I mean, the moves they made, defensive head coach.
Yeah.
I think they're going to roll with Simeon, and they're just going to try to their best to groom Simeon because he's dirt cheap. And he was serviceable. He was serviceable. They need to address that running game and their offensive line. That's their big issues.
That's very true. Yeah. No, no doubt. For me, it's got to be Travis Kelce, man. Listen.
Oh, you didn't appreciate the after the game
no,
speech?
Come on, man. That was a hold. You could tell it was a hold. Now, I will say a couple of things. First of all, the playground push that causes the unnecessary roughness.
Uh-huh.
There's no need for that, man. That costs your team a lot. That costs your team that drive, a score.
Yeah.
You did. You cost them. Then you go down, you drop a pass. Then after the game, you're complaining about something you wasn't even involved in.
Too much reality TV for Mr. Kelce.
Yeah.
We need to get you more focused on the NFL again. Get focused on your real job, please.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, just talk. James Harrison is low to the ground. He's a shorter defensive lineman. So when he was rushing, he's already heading to the ground. They talked about after on the post-game show, Harrison gets a lot of these calls. Or, you know, a lot of this happens to him because he's short and he stays low to the ground when he's rushing the pass.
And when he falls down, it looks like he's getting
right.
held.
And so, but he was holding him because he also grabbed his pads at the same time. But
I don't know. I saw more egregious holding in secondaries of games.
I have too.
Every game this weekend. So I don't know. But Kansas City. They're going to have to do something with Alex Smith. Alex Smith is not the guy. He can't win the big games. Your defense holds one of the best offenses in the league to under 20 points, does not allow a touchdown. And your offense at home against a suspect defense, everybody calls them suspect all year, can't muster 16 points.
I think the big issue is Andy Reid. Right? He's never won the big game. Yes, he won three straight NFC championships. I get that. No, he didn't win.
No,
He won one NFC championship game.
And went to five
and
in a row.
Won Super Bowl. But he doesn't get you past that point. He just doesn't. The record looks good, and that's fine if that's what you want to do, and that's good. Dude, trust me, he is a good coach. Not a great coach. He's a good coach. So.
See, that sucks for fans because you got a good regular season team. So, you know, ticket prices and PSL license and everything else is always high. But when they get in the playoffs, they don't show up. But the price is still going to be up there because, hey, they're going to win 10, 11 games again and they'll probably be in the playoffs again next year. But they're not going to get past anybody.
No. I mean, you just – and listen, I picked KC to get on the Super Bowl. I figure, all right. I thought they had the best chance to beat New England with that defense.
Chandarick West, though, an egregious fumble. Yeah. Handed it over. I mean, it was a bunch of turnovers. Kansas City just looked unprepared to play, which I was totally shocked by.
And especially in the defense in the stadium you're playing, it's your stadium, you should be ready for that weather. More than the other team. It looked like Pittsburgh was more.
They weren't ready for 30 carries and 170 yards from Le'Veon Bell. Like, he didn't find the end zone. But by the time that last drive where they kicked it off, it's 18-16, they needed to stop. They were so worried about Le'Veon Bell. Antonio Brown, here he is, wide open for the third down completion.
And how is Antonio Brown wide open?
I don't know.
How is Antonio Brown, of all people?
Right? It's like, oh, that's just Antonio Brown. You can leave him open. Ben Roethlisberger won't throw him the football. He won't dare throw him the football.
It was the big third down catches he made. It was like, dude, come on. You can't leave him wide open. At least put Peters on him and Barry.
Somebody bring pressure. You knew they were going to throw the football. Get after him. Do something.
We'll go into the other games here in a minute. But around the sports world, we'll talk about – we just talked about the Steelers defeat the Chiefs 18-16 on Boswell, 6 field goals. Cowboys lose the Packers 34-31 on Rodgers' 3rd-and-20 pass to set up Crosby for field goal.
I don't know how he gets that wide open on 3rd-and-20, and you have 6 defensive backs on the field. Like, how? How?
And plus, Sean Lee was right there. Sean Lee was right in front of Byron Jones.
just fell asleep. More worried about what 12 was going to do instead of your assignment. It cost you.
That and no pressure. I mean, for me, the two biggest mistakes, man, was the D-line, no pressure on Rodgers, and the slow start. And, I mean, down 18 in the first half. It's just the slow start caught us in the second half. I mean, late in the game. And the spike. Why are you spiking it on first and 10 when you got 48 seconds left? That's something Dak's got to learn, man. You got time. Don't give that guy on the other side of the field any time.
And, man, I know legit wish he were here because he wants to be talking that stuff right now.
No, he did. He actually texted me after the game. He was like, dude, I'm glad I don't be there tomorrow. Make your day even worse. I was like, you know what? Your team's sitting at home, so you ain't got nothing to talk to me about. So, I mean, and we didn't play bad. That's the bad thing. We did not play bad. We didn't play good in the first half, but we didn't play bad.
You scored 31 and you lose that game. That's a tough loss, man. You feel like you scored 31 in an NFL game. You should win that game more times than not.
We came back from 18, the biggest, largest deficit in history, tied for the largest in playoff history. And we come back and tie the game. And we drive down to score with under a minute left. So it's not like, you know, it's just, come on, man. If we would just lobbed it or gave it to Zeke and say on first down and give them two guys a chance to do something instead of spiking the ball.
And then if you're going to throw it 88. He had been killing all the game. Three straight throws, and none of them go to Dez. None of them.
That was killing me. I'm like, dude, this guy is – he's having a career game. Like, when you actually throw him the ball, he does this.
He was kicking their ass and –
anyway,
I was disappointed. But what did I expect from the hand-picked puppet that they call a coach?
Yeah. Garrett let me down the first half, definitely. He got hopefully we'll be back next year.
Yeah, we'll be back. Y'all be just fine. The schedule's going to be a little tougher, of course, because you're going to get the better teams that won conference and divisions and a little more tape out there. But Cowboys, they addressed a couple issues that they got. They will be just fine, man. The Cowboys should be good for the next 5 to 10 seasons.
If we get D-line and secondary, we'll be fine.
It looks like you were blessed with a quarterback in the fourth round.
Yep, and a tight end. We need to address Jason at some point. Who said he will be back? We'll talk about that later. Packers-Cowboys most watched divisional round game in 20 years, 28.2 rating.
You know, Packers and Cowboys are two of the three teams with the best following in the league, Pittsburgh being that third team. You even saw the stat this day that said, you know, Super Bowl ticket sales have went down because the Cowboys are out. Like, people want to see the Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
20% down the market. So if you want to go to Super Bowl, this is your chance.
This is your chance. This is your year. You want to go to Texas, Houston. Like, Houston is a great city. Go to the Super Bowl.
It would be outstanding to go. The Chiefs and Steelers were the primetime playoff record for that game, too.
Because it's like their first primetime game on a Sunday night for the playoffs. So, but I said a few weeks ago, the ratings will go up for the playoffs because of the teams that were in the playoffs. And their ratings have been up.
Now, if you can get the – next year, you can get the Raiders in healthy with Carr. And, you know, look at the quarterbacks in the playoffs. You know, you had Ryan. You still got Ryan, Rodgers, Brady. You got a rookie and Dak. I mean, your rating should be good.
Exactly. Thank you for everybody who's joining in. If you want to join in on the conversation or anything, 919-943-2044. Give us a call. We'll put you on.
I don't think I really have anything to address as far as the divisional games. You know, everything – the Falcons beat the Seahawks pretty easily. The Patriots beat the Texans. It was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be.
Like, the Texans defense is for real. JD is a monster. If he can continue what he did this year, he can be an all-pro, a Hall of Famer defensive end. Hopefully they get a healthy J.J. Watt back. They just got to figure out the quarterback position. I mean, if it's Tom Savage, go with Tom Savage. Me, personally, when they announced Tom Savage was clear from the concussion protocol, I would have announced him as my starter. There was a reason Brock Osweiler was pulled. He sucks.
Well, and no offense, but when you named Osweiler the starter because of what he did against Oakland, Oakland's defense was pretty bad when he played them.
And I mean, he still almost gave the game away.
Yeah.
And they were playing a fourth-string quarterback.
Yep. But, you know, Seahawks and Falcons, we talked about it. We'll preview that game a little bit later, the championship games we'll do. But first, let's get into the Hornets. Tonight they play in Boston against the Celtics. Wednesday night they're home against the Blazers.
Finally back home.
Friday they are home against the Raptors. Saturday home to the Nets. Monday home to the Wizards. And then next Wednesday is home
Golden State.
To Golden State.
Golden State next Wednesday. If you ain't got your tickets, go get them. Or try to find somebody who has them, because that's going to be a tough ticket to get.
Yeah, my wife's trying to sell the tickets for
I bet. I would be, too. You'll get your money.
How do you think they go over these?
Oh, man, we have such a tough stretch. And we didn't look good against Philadelphia. Joel Embiid whipped our ass, man. He only had 12 shots, but he had 12 free throw attempts, too. He dominated us. Boston is probably going to get the best of us tonight. We are so beat up. I don't know if Cody Zeller is playing tonight. Kemba Walker hasn't played as well. I think he's more worried about getting in the All-Star game than, you know, doing what he needs to do for the team right now, because we need him to score and be an efficient scorer. It can't be 7-for-25 for him to get 18 points. Do we win? We don't win tonight at Boston. We can beat the Trailblazers at home. We can beat the Nets at home. We should be able to beat the Wizards at home. We won't beat Oakland. So what? Those five games, 3-2? 3-2?
Yeah, I think it's six games, but I'm going to say 1-5. Whew. I think the Nets, man, with everything you just talked about, I think it's going to be rough.
It's just a rough stretch for the Hornets, man.
And down there in third place, the Wizards are 21-19. The Hornets are 20-20.
Just like that, man. Just like that.
3-7, lost 4 in a row. The schedule is not getting easier, like you said. People are not healthy.
And we are on the midst of a long road trip coming up, because we were originally supposed to have the All-Star game. We don't have that. We still have the CIAA tournament, and the schedule didn't change for us because they took away the All-Star game. So we gotta start winning some of these home games. And giving ourselves a little breathing room, because we struggle on the road. We scored 118 on Brooklyn a couple weeks ago and lost that game. So
we are ninth in the East.
We are currently out of the playoff spot. We started the season so hot, 6-1. Mm-hmm. One of the best records in the league. What happened?
10-3 at one point, and, you know, it was looking good.
What happened, Hornets?
Now it's not looking so good.
But you do have a Kemba Walker starting lineup action figure night coming up in February. February 5th, I think it is, against Atlanta. I think it's Atlanta. So make sure you get to the game, get your action figure.
Definitely. You got to catch that one. All right. Anything else for the Hornets you got?
Greensboro Swarm just played last night. Unfortunately, they lost to Iowa 105-95. They are the showcase game on January 18th against Lake Erie. Those are one better team. It's been a tough season for the Swarm, but go out there, enjoy some high-level basketball, root them on, buy your merchandise. Let's go.
Or just go to the Dowd Y, watch the guys there. I mean, you know.
Come on, man. Come on, Perry Ellis and Archie Goodwin and Mike Anderson.
Damian Wilkins. 38-year-old Damian Wilkins.
They are better. Rasheed Suleiman, Ralston Turner.
Oh, Lord. All Turner's still playing?
He's still playing. They are better than the Y.
When did Walston Turner start playing again? I thought he retired and came back, I guess.
I guess
should
so.
Should he be playing the 3-on-3?
They might make more money playing in the 3-on-3. Yay.
Oh, my goodness. All right. When we come back, we'll talk about the NFC play. NFC, AFC championship games coming up. So, everybody on Periscope, stick around. We got another couple of shows. Everybody else, we'll see you later. You can catch us everywhere.
Side piece.